It seems like a long time ago, but Facebook started as a social network for college students. And here's a status update for you. Many of its newest members are senior citizens. These users didn't grow up online. Stan Alcorn met some of these Facebook friends and asked them what it's like to log on and start sharing.
At 101 years old, Florence Detler is one of the oldest people on Facebook. So when I spoke with her, I had to ask,
have you always been kind of someone who wants to sort of keep on the cutting edge of where technology is going?
Absolutely, because that's what makes one time different from another.
When Detler was born in 1911, the telephone was a futuristic fringe technology. These days she reads novels on her Kindle and updates her Facebook timeline on her third computer. She's an exceptional person, but not as exceptional as you might think.
For the first time, half of adults ages 65 and older are online.
Mary Madden is a researcher at the Pew Center's Internet and American Life Project.
And that's up from just 14% in 2000 when the project first started.
She says the number of seniors online has really taken off in the last year. And the biggest driver is happening offline, in outreach. Like the classes librarian Josh Soule teaches.
How many of you have used Facebook in any way before?
Soule's Facebook for Seniors class is usually full, with students who've never used the website before. Henriette Bard doesn't even own a computer.
I made a big mistake in my life when I should have learned about computers years ago when my husband was alive. I didn't, and now I started at 92 to learn how to use a computer.
Most of the hour-long class is spent limiting the amount of personal information that's shared on the site. Sharing too much makes these seniors nervous. They're used to socializing one-on-one.
I imagine it's like talking to people like email. Mm-hmm. Is it?
She learns that it's more complicated than that. Even with privacy settings, most of the action on Facebook is out in front of all of your friends at once, which makes seniors like Tina Santorineu uncomfortable.
You miss the personal touch. You know, you don't connect with this person. You connect with everybody. But I don't want to do that.
But like most seniors, she appreciates that younger users do, like her grandniece.
This is my grandniece.
No, who?
My grandniece. She's 14 years old. This I can see it for her. If you go to her wall, you can see thousands of, I don't know how many pictures she has. It's amazing.
Grandkids and their pictures are a magnet for seniors, pulling them into a new social space at a time when most of them are socializing less. Shyam Sundar is a professor of communications at Penn State.
People actually narrow down their social networks as they grow older.
Sundar thinks sites like Facebook can help seniors fight that isolation. He compares them to an ongoing Thanksgiving dinner, but that only works for people who already have friends and family to fill the seats at the table. People like Florence Detler, the 101-year-old on Facebook.
Family is there. Friends are there. I think maybe more friends than family.
In the last couple of months, she's added more than 200 new Facebook friends, although she still hasn't responded to my friend request. For NPR News, I'm Stan Alcorn in New York.